I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Where to go from here? That is the question today for several thousand Central American migrants in Tijuana. They're weighing their options now after those weekend scenes at the U.S.-Mexico border fence just south of San Diego. U.S. border agents fired tear gas to disperse crowds of migrants. The United Nations has warned the Trump administration to protect the safety of asylum seekers as the White House seeks to protect the border. President Trump was asked about the use of tear gas.
Are you comfortable tear gassing children like what we saw at the border?
They're not. As you know, they're not. They had to use because they were being rushed by some very tough people. And they used tear gas. And here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally.
One of the so-called tough people is a subject of a now iconic photo from the border, a young Honduran mother, frantic. She's clutching the arms of her two daughters, one in diapers, the other barefoot, as they flee the smoking tear gas grenade behind them. Mother's T-shirt features characters from the Disney movie Frozen, a dose of irony. BuzzFeed News reporter Adolfo Flores tracked down that mother. Her name is Maria Meza. She and her two daughters were standing near the border wall when Border Patrol agents fired several tear gas canisters at the crowd they were with. Here's what Meza told Flores about that moment.
I felt sad. I was scared. I wanted to cry. That's when I grabbed my daughters and ran. I thought my kids were going to die with me because of the gas we inhale.
Adolfo Flores, thanks very much for being with us. Tell me where you found Maria Meza.
I found her inside the encampment at the outdoor stadium where the caravan has been staying at. There's over 5,100 people there, and I think that number has grown today. I was asking around. I was showing moms and kids the photo if they knew her. And this little girl, she couldn't have been more than four, said she knew them, and she just kind of led me to this fence where Maria had put down some tarp that was being held up by the fence and then some string.
Why was it important for you to find her?
It's a photo that I'd seen everywhere. I used it in one of my stories, and I knew that people were probably looking and wondering who she was. When you have a photo like that, everyone just wants to know more. People were talking about her. They were, you know, judging her because the girl was barefoot. Then I found out she wasn't barefoot. The sandals had gotten stuck in the mud when they were running.
Did she say if she was trying to get into the U.S. with her two daughters when that tear gas canister came across from the U.S. side?
She said she wasn't trying to get across. She was looking across the fence with a bunch of other people when the canisters fell next to them. It was not what she was expecting would happen when they went on the march.
Well, as to the photo of Maria Meza and her two girls, President Trump viewed the whole incident differently, as you know. Here he is yesterday talking about the use of tear gas on the border.
The tear gas is a very minor form of the tear gas itself. It's very safe. The ones that were suffering to a certain extent were the people that were putting it out there, but it's very safe. But you really say, why is a parent running up into an area where they know the tear gas is forming and it's going to be formed, and they're running up with a child? And in some cases, you know, they're not the parents. These are people, they call them grabbers. They grab a child because they think they're going to have a certain status by having a child. You know, you have certain advantages in terms of our crazy laws.
Yeah, well, grabber is certainly not the case of Maria Meza. She trekked from Honduras with her five children. Did she say to you why she left Honduras, Adolfo?
She fled because one of her daughters was starting to get sexually harassed by the local gangs in Honduras. You know, in Honduras, if you're a young girl, the gangs will often want them to be their, you know, the girlfriend, with quotation marks.
Yeah.
And a lot of families struggle with that. Like, what do you do with your daughter when they start to get that kind of attention? And then she also said she had a hard time getting a job and being able to support her five kids back home on her own.
And when it comes to Maria Meza's future, I'd like us to hear her describing how she sees the situation right now.
No, pues yo no le pido a Dios de que Diosito el que el uno que nos va a abrir las puertas para...
I have asked God to help us so that the doors will open and they can let us inside. Or maybe they can let us stay here in Tijuana and give us papers so I can work. Because as I said, I am a single mother who needs to work to provide for my children.
Adolfo Flores, what are Maria Meza and her children planning to do next?
They don't know. And that is a phrase that I've heard from a lot of people. Or they're waiting to hear. They'll say that. We're waiting to hear what other people say. I don't know when they'll figure out what the next steps are or if they'll be able to get the information they need. It's a waiting game.
BuzzFeed News reporter Adolfo Flores in Tijuana. Adolfo, it's really important that you put a person with details to that picture. Really appreciate your time, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.